Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
George Richards is with us. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. George Richards has covered the Panthers longer than anyone I know. You can read his work at floridahockeynow.com. I don't know if you heard us in the last segment, George. We were talking about Red Lobster. They've declared bankruptcy. Did you hear us at all in the last segment?
No, I know. I missed the whole thing. Sorry.
You, because you're always good with these conversations. I'll get to the Panthers here in a sec. But you're always good with this stuff. Have you ever eaten at Red Lobster?
Oh, absolutely. That, you know, when I was a kid, man, that used to be the place, graduations, all that stuff. The one in Hialeah, right across the street from Westland Mall. That was our spot, man.
And did you like it? Because at Crowder was, I've never been in one, and Crowder was saying that was like a big celebratory spot for him growing up.
Yeah, it used to be the fancy pants place, man. If you were going to Red Lobster, man, you were getting something. Yeah, it was going to be fancy. Now, hey, now I'm a guy, you know, I like going to Tark's. I like going to, you know, Southport Raw Bar, you know, real seafood. Oh. But, yeah, back in the day, Red Lobster was it.
Oh, those, the char-grilled oysters at Southport? Come on now, George. Don't do this to me.
Southport brings it, bro.
You know what it is? You know what's funny? It's like in, because I think about, you know, where my parents would take me for what I thought was a really special night out. You know, when I was a kid, you know, growing up in the suburbs of Chicago in Highwood, there was a place called Shrimp Walk or an Italian place called Tonelli's. Like, I can still remember the place and me thinking that they were so super fancy, but I now know as an adult that they really weren't. They were just joints, like neighborhood joints. But I guess that's like in the kid's mind, the Red Lobster, that was like a really big deal because it was more expensive than traditional casual food.
Yeah, they had a tank of lobsters. Plus, it was, you know, dark and cool and had, you know, nice tables. I mean, come on. I don't know. Maybe it was the kid memory. But, you know, even, you know what, I don't know if they're a sponsor. Well, they're in bankruptcy, so they're not sponsoring you guys. They went downhill. I mean, 15, 20 years ago, even, it was a place you went, and it was still pretty nice. You know, but, yeah, competition, they went downhill.
George, I don't think Hawk understands. Red Lobster was a wear-your-college shirt place. You had to put on a button-up or polo to go to Red Lobster.
Yeah, you weren't wearing shorts and sandals, right? You were dressing up kind of nice, and you had a hostess, right? You had to be led to your table. You know, it wasn't some crummy joint. The waitress were dressed up. I mean, it was nice. Plus, you got the salad and those.
What about the Cheddar Bay biscuits? That's what everyone raves about.
Yeah, those things
George.
Are great. But now you can get those. You know, at Publix, you can buy the mix. You can buy the frozen ones. You don't need to go to no Red Lobsters.
A lot of people pointing out on text.
I haven't been, honestly, in 15, 20 years. You know, it's been a long time.
That's one of the reasons they're going bankrupt, is many people have not been in that many
years. Gave up on them, George.
But what a lot of people pointing out, that if you're a seafood place and your best known item is a biscuit, that might be a red flag right there.
Well, I've heard that too, and you're probably right. But it was a nice way to start your meal. I mean, you know, if you look at, you know, Outback, they got that good bread, you know. I mean, it's not the main thing, but, you know, it's a nice little, you know, preview to your meal. I don't know. That's what I look at. I don't know.
I could talk about this all afternoon. But I must move on. The Panthers are headed to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Now that's a spot.
See, now that's kind of Italian Red Lobster, isn't it?
Yes, it's the Italian Red Lobster. Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Nailed it. Anywho, yeah. That's where I go when I'm in New York Panthers. For a real Italian dinner. I go there, you know.
Panthers are headed to the Eastern Conference Finals. But I want to talk about the Bruins series first, though. Did you have an overall takeaway from it? How impressive was it for the Panthers to win Game 6 in Boston in that fashion? I don't care if you think the Panthers were the better team going in or not. That's still a tough place to win Game 6.
Absolutely. And you look at the way that game went down. I mean, it was one nothing. For a good half of it, till Anton Lundell scores to tie it on a great shot. I mean, just beating Jeremy Swayman, you saw how tough it was to beat him. Same with Sergei Bobrovsky. They were, you know, one was a breakaway on Bob. The other one was this quick shot that he never saw coming. And then you get the same kind of goal from Gus Forsling off a rebound. That was the only way you were going to beat him. You were going to beat him in front or on something weird. And that's what they did. Swayman's going to get a big new contract with Boston. The Panthers are going to have to deal with him for years. And it was just, it was a good win. Florida just keeps coming at you. They don't stop. They play a terrific defensive game. That game was going to overtime before Forsling finds that little hole underneath the glove. And there they go. Panthers back to the Eastern Conference Final.
And, George, a lot of talk of – Panthers were a better team. Obviously, they won. But there was a lot of talk throughout the series about how the Panthers almost psychologically got to the Bruins, where they weren't worried about playing their game. They wanted to worry about the Panthers' style of play and, you know, getting after them. And, you know, what, Pasternak, whatever the hell his name is, he's over here complaining with his little funny-looking face. Like, did the Panthers psychologically beat the Bruins too?
I think they did early. I think you see Game 5, the game that Boston won here in Sunrise. Boston stopped playing that way, right? They concentrated on beating the Panthers, and they were able to get that win. That series really was closer. Then you know, you look at the stats. You take a deep dive on the stats, and Florida dominated. Florida suppressed a bunch of shots. Florida got a bunch of shots of their own. Florida had the zone time, but they were all close games for the most part. Florida got some blowouts there. Boston got a blowout in game one, but they were pretty close in the third periods. And Florida's just, that's the kind of game they like to play. They want to play, and they're very good at playing. So when you're at 1-1, yes, anything can happen. But if you were a Panther fan, you had to be feeling pretty good, because Boston was playing right into their hands, because that's how Florida wants to play. Now, I agree with you. The first four games, it was all about retribution, and they spent entire periods just trying to hit anything that moved, and instead of, you know, taking shots and trying to score goals. But games 5 and 6, Boston had kind of put that aside.
Who would be your Panthers MVP for the series? Would it be our Selke Award winner?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's Sasha Barkov. He had an absolutely terrific series. And again, a lot of stuff that doesn't show up on a score page, but you look at the stat, he just, every time, you know, he was winning faceoffs. He had that big goal in Boston where he goes from the blue line in, where he drives the lane and wins, you know, gets it on the backhand. Just, he's so hard to get off the puck, and he just controls the flow of play whenever he's on the ice. Florida was very good at killing penalties. Who's their number one penalty killer? Sasha Barkov. I mean, you know, all the little things that the Panthers need done, Sasha Barkov does it.
I do want to preview the Rangers series, but I got to ask you, because we have just been in love with Paul Maurice really since last year's playoffs. Sure. And I love everything about what he says in game, post game, pre game. You have covered hockey for the longest. You have been around a ton of coaches. Do you enjoy him the way that we do?
Yeah, no, he's one of those guys, you know, the old school newspaper we used to call a notebook filler, right? Because you'd have nothing, and then you go to a Paul Maurice press conference, and you've got 3, 4, 5 different things that you can, you know, write about. He's great. And we've been really blessed here, you know, in the years that I've covered the Panthers, that there really haven't been any bad coaches to deal with. They've all been pretty good. Even start with Jacques Martin back in the day. And, you know, you've had Gerard Gallant here. You've had Pete DeBoer and, you know, even Joel Quenneville, who was very affable and, you know, but he never said anything. Paul Maurice says stuff, and Paul Maurice, you ask him one question and you can get 3 different angles from it because he's so professor, you know, he's like a professor, right? I mean, he breaks it down for you, and, you know, no, we do it this way because X, Y, and Z. It's, you know, very educational, but it's also fun. You know, it's humorous. He has a good time with it, and, you know, the guy likes to curse, so, you know, it's bad if you're, you know, on the radio or, you know, you've got to cut up the video, but for us, it's gold.
And, George, we've talked to you. We've talked to, you know, Plagans, a bunch of guys about, like, the Paul Ball thing, the way he plays defensive, you know, the fast breaks, all the different things he plays schematically. But his personality, like you're talking about, have you seen that change? Because we've had players here for years that we know. But do you see his demeanor that we love? Does it really, like, does the team take on, did they take on Paul Maurice as his personality? That just comes across, like you said, in the media, comes across amazing. Does it come across with the players, and does it change the team?
It can. You know, I don't know how much Paul deals with, like, the, you know, a lot of people every time, you know, the Panthers are going into a, you know, the intermission down 1-0. Oh, Paul's going to rip them today. He doesn't really do that. I mean, he's not that kind of guy. Panthers lose, oh, they're going to bag skate him tomorrow, and he gives them the day off. I mean, he treats these guys like professionals. He's been around. I mean, he coached the Hartford Whalers. How long have the Hartford Whalers been gone? You know, and he just has seen everything, and that's one reason why Bill Zito hired him, was because he wasn't going to come in here and at the first sign of struggle or the first 3-4 game losing streak change everything and just try to win a game. He wasn't worried about being fired, play the game the right way. And the Panthers finally, midway through last season, finally were like, I guess he's not going to change. I guess we better adapt to it. And they did. You saw what happened in the second half of last year and the playoffs. And from day one of this season, they were right on the same page. I think he does a great job pushing the right buttons. He does a great job of shifting the lines around when they're not working. He's not a guy that panics. And I think you do, like you said, Crowder, you do see Paul Maurice in the Panthers in that vein. They don't panic. They don't, you know, nothing bothers them. They're down to nothing. They're up to nothing. They're going to play the same way. And, you know, and that does come from Paul Maurice.
Somebody texts in, a child's memory of Pizza Hut is similar to Red Lobster. You know, remember
exactly.
When Pizza Hut?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
You used to have dine-in. They used to, and waitresses.
They used to bring that big pan pizza with the tongs and all that. And you'd be like, ooh. Oh,
right?
Yeah. Come
that
on.
Felt special. Yep. Like, you, like pizza going Hut to Pizza Hut, best. That felt like a special night out.
Yeah. Do they sponsor you guys?
I don't think they have. I mean, they probably do because they're a big radio advertiser in general. But I don't think they have sit-down restaurants.
I won't say that it's now it's ketchup and bread, right? I mean, that, you know, so that's what.
Well, a lot
become.
Of people love that, George. I mean, who are you to?
Yeah, no. There's definitely a market for it. Sure.
They saw a Red
Did you ever go to Pizza Hut, Crowder? Crowder, did you ever go to like a sit-down Pizza Hut?
Yeah, after basketball games in middle school.
Yeah. Oh, how great was that after high school football on Friday night? You know?
Yeah. We had CC's, though. Did y'all like have CC's Pizza?
Yeah, there's still a CC's here in Deerfield.
Oh, okay. We had CC's All-You-Can-Eat Pizza buffets in Atlanta, and that was a joy.
That was not fancy pants, though. That was, yeah, that was buffet pizza.
It didn't have a host. It didn't have a hostess.
Now they I
see the delineation.
You're right. Pizza Hut did. Now Pizza Hut had a hostess.
Pizza Hut had those red glasses and the checkered tablecloths, like
the lamps. Remember the
those lamps? Yeah,
those lamps. Come on now, that was fancy.
Those lamps.
Now every time, now every time you go by a Pizza Hut, it's like, you know, it's a veterinarian's office or something. You drive by it, you know, Chinese buffet or something.
What? Tell us a little bit about the matchup here, Panthers and the Rangers. It really should, I think, be a good series. We were talking in the last hour about Rempe, and obviously Vinny Trocheck we're all familiar with. There's some real talent on the Rangers. Just give us a little preview of the matchup.
Yeah, I think you've nailed it. I mean, there's a lot of high-end talent on the Rangers. They won the President's Trophy for a reason. I mean, they were, pretty much the best team in the NHL all season long. Got old pal Vinny Trocheck, Bob's buddy Artemi Panarin, who could have been a Panther, almost was a Panther back in, back in 2019. There's a lot of different angles. The coach of the Hurricanes replaced Paul Maurice in Carolina, only to get replaced by Paul Maurice in Carolina. There's a whole lot of different storylines. But the big one is the New York Rangers are dangerous. They've got a terrific goalie. They are terrific on the power play. If Florida is going to get in penalty trouble like they did against Boston, they're going to be in trouble here. Now, Florida is an extremely good penalty-killing team, but the New York Rangers have got a power play that pales in comparison to what Boston. I mean, Boston was you didn't really worry about Boston's power play other than Pasternak. Now you've got all five guys on the ice that can score for the New York Rangers. So the Panthers are going to have to be very careful with that power play. And, there's going to be some close games in there, but I think you're going to see more of the 4-3 games than the 2-1 games that we saw the last couple of days with the Bruins.
And should we be happy that they knocked off Carolina? Because the whole year I heard that was going to be the toughest challenge.
Yeah, I don't know. Be careful what you wish for, kind of thing. I mean, you saw what Florida obviously swept Carolina last year, but those games could have gone. It could have been a Carolina sweep of Florida. Those games were so close. You get a 3-4 overtime game. Every game was a one goal game, is what I'm saying. So, but at least Florida knew. We can beat these guys. I don't know. I think if Florida would have been a heavy favorite against Carolina, I think. The New York Rangers, Florida's still a slight betting favorite in this series, but I don't know. The first two games are in Madison Square Garden. That's a tough place to play. The ice isn't real good because all the stuff that goes on there. Although they just got rid of one tenant yesterday, so maybe the ice will be better. So we'll see. Yeah, it's going to be a great series. I mean, you've just got so much interest in it. Obviously it's a New York team, so everybody's going to be talking about it, especially ESPN, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this a lot. The Miami versus New York thing is great, and all the little subplots, and I am very excited about it and hope that they can do it. You know better than we do, is this a Stanley Cup trophy worthy roster? It feels like it is to me, but you've watched hockey a lot longer than we have.
Oh, absolutely. Florida's got terrific high-end talent. They've got very good depth. They've got the goaltender who can do it in Sergei Bobrovsky. And this could be a the winner of this series might just win it all. But Florida's loaded. I mean, so is New York, but Florida is loaded.
Very excited. Wednesday night it starts, 8 p.m. in New York. Are you going to Madison Square Garden?
I am not, no. It's like $700 a night for a hotel up there, no. So I'm good.
Hey, George, if I, because I might be in New York throughout this time, if I have a chance to go, I was going to try to go, but will I get beat up? Are they nasty?
No, you'll be fine. It'll be good. You'll be all right. Okay. Would I get Tony beat up? Roma, you'll be all right. Yes, you might.
You get beat up at the gas station, huh?
I get beat up at the Panthers game. I'm rooting for the Panthers.
It has nothing to do with the jersey you're wearing.
Hey, come here, nerd. But I'm on your side.
It's a piercing personality, George. That's what we're calling it.
There's no roving gangs in New York. It's a good, fun time.
It's not like the Warriors. I'm not going to run into the baseball fury.
No, right. Just stay away. Stay away from the subways. There's turtles in there and stuff. So.
George Richards.
No, that's the sewer.
Read his work. FloridaHockeyNow.com. Excellent Panthers coverage for the Eastern Conference Finals and hopefully beyond. FloridaHockeyNow.com. Thank you, George.
All right, guys. See you later. See you at Tony Roma's.
All guests on the Hockman and Crowder Show get a $50 gift card to Red Lobster. So enjoy it, George. We appreciate your time.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.